Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Evan. Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Molly Page, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Kenny has taken the pipe. It's okay. We can work our way
not
around.
Not that we endorse that type of behavior.
No, not at all.
Is that a surfing term or a,
let's
what is that?
Let's go surfing now, everybody, taking the pipe.
Oh, okay.
It's a nice way of saying he's taken off, as it were.
I didn't know Doug knew stoner terms.
If I do, it's only by accident.
Okay.
I'm sure you know, one way or the other. All right, so former domestic security chief in China sends to life in prison today for accepting bribes, abusing his power, revealing state secrets. So I'm wondering out loud here why this guy didn't get killed, because most everybody else who commits offenses like that in the history of China, the modern history of China, has been offed. So it is sort of, you know, and it's for less offenses, too, than this guy. You read all the time, Molly, Jen, that some this guy or that guy gets the death penalty for doing things that are nowhere near as serious as at least this sounds. So I'm sort of, I bring it up because it so differentiates the way their country works from the way our country works. I don't know, well, accepting bribes, there are all kinds of suggestions that that goes on every day in our government, whether it's to the Clinton Foundation or whether it's to, you know, somebody's bank account, or the biggest corruption in our country is the way campaigns are run. So, you know, if everybody who was accepting bribes and abusing power in our country were to be outed, we'd have a lot of people in jail. If it was handled the same way as it is handled in China.
Have you ever taken a bribe?
Have I?
Mm-hmm.
Taken a bribe? What would I take a bribe for?
Well, because like in this business, bribes, it's called payola.
Payola.
Where, yeah, they would get like, especially
for paying music, playing music.
In the olden
sort of
days, back right. When we used to play records on radio.
In the old days, yeah.
Yeah, they would give you, like the record promoters would give you these gifts to play their records.
I know.
Did you ever take any?
Doug gets lots of free power swabs.
Yeah, right.
Now.
Yeah, rectal jets, things like that.
Oh, boy.
I never actually, I'm thinking about people that I knew, I grew up with. There were a number of disc jockeys in Boston who got payoffs. I remember Dave Maynard, who was a morning guy on WBZ in Boston for a long time, got a car from record promoters. He got I think it was a Mercury station wagon. One of the other guys there, Bruce Bradley, was on tonight, got a Cadillac convertible. I don't remember what some of the other things were, but they all admitted. The thing was, back in the day, if you didn't admit, then you got into trouble. Dick Clark led the way by saying, yep, I took money for playing or this record or exposing that talent. And so they didn't go after him because he admitted he had to pay it back, but he did, and that was the end of the story. So the people who didn't admit it and kept the money, they are the ones who got into trouble. So in this circumstance, Jennifer, where we are today in the world of music, it is legal. As a matter of fact, the big companies, the two largest companies, have said to the record companies, you know, you want your record played? Pay us. Mm-hmm. We'll play it. It's like advertising. And
now
really,
we're on top of it.
It is.
Yeah.
It is advertising. If it weren't for exposure on the air, no matter what some of these clowns at Pandora or at Sirius XM or any of these other people will tell you, if it doesn't get played on the radio, it isn't going to be a hit. It just works that way because it's exposure. Still, many more people listen to what's on the radio than anything else, even though the listeners to Pandora and that new Apple service and Sirius and Spotify and whatever else is out there. There are a lot of listeners, no question about it. There's an age factor that plays in this as well, and younger people buy music, so there's more stuff exposed.
Well, like the record companies and Spotify, Pandora, those companies make money. The artists, the musicians aren't making any money off that. The only way the musicians are making any money anymore is to tour.
Well, that's not 100% true. What happens because of BMI and ASCAP is that as records are played, there's a record kept.
There's a fee.
There's a fee that goes with it, but how they divvy it up...
That's my point.
Yeah, is not fair, and that's why there's been this... what Molly's talking about is there's an effort in Congress to get those performers who have done the singing and playing the music itself to get paid more, and supposedly the recognition factor is that we're doing this work, not getting paid for it. The other side of it, the counter is, and this happens to be the argument that I agree with, they're getting all this exposure on the air free. They're not paying for it. So if they were paying for it, I would agree that they ought to, in return, get some money out of it. But
you can't pay your rent on it on exposure.
That's their problem. They decide they want to sing records and they want to have exposure. If they don't, in most circumstances, if they don't pay, the big companies will take money for playing certain records. If they don't get exposure on the radio, they'll go nowhere. And they never have. It goes back to the days of payola when Jennifer and I were talking about this era of the 50s and 60s when it was rampant. But if you don't get played on the air,
still in my contract, and I work for a talk station.
What?
Oh, it's in all the contracts.
Yeah.
Contracts for what? I don't know what you mean, Jennifer.
I mean, my job. I have a contract for my job, and it is still a section
you
in
can't
my
take
contract.
Payola.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah. And I work for a talk station.
Yeah. Well, how would you take? Well, there'd be a point of view.
I guess, you know, if you want to put a book on the air and you're taking some money or something.
Yeah, that's a perfect example. Or let's say Walmart wants favorable.
Can I pitch you on an offer?
Yeah, right. Well, but see, that's the other side of it. This is sort of in insight to inside radio. I say, unless this is an extraordinary, the popular book written by an author that everybody knows, or somebody's going to come on to plug something, whether it's a movie or a television show, we have all these people that come on all the time to plug their stuff. They're PR people who come to us, get paid. And they're not doing anything except getting them to us. We're the conduit. We're the ones who are helping them sell their product, yet we don't get paid for it. Or I don't get it. Sometimes, I guess some people do get paid for it. I don't get paid for it. And so if it's not a really good book, something that will gravitate or get people excited, I don't want them on the air. If it is good, then we have the conversation. I don't care about being paid. But if somebody wants me to talk about some sucko book, then they better come up with a check because it has no value otherwise. And I would tell you that right up front. And most of them won't because they either can't or they don't. They think they're doing us a favor. I don't know. I figure they're doing us a favor. I don't know that I think that that's the case at all. So anyway, that's the thinking behind the scenes, if you will. Dr. Joy Brown up next. If you are in a hurry, maybe you better slow down. We're going to talk about slowing down your thought process, slowing down your actions, slowing down, period. Up next, how do you do that? Joy Brown helps us with that in a moment here on Good Day.
Do you want to learn how to steal customer credit card information from major retailers so you can buy anything you want?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's award-winning firewalls prevent hackers from taking your valuable data to the bank. Reclaim your network like 150,000 other businesses have. To learn more about protecting customer data and your reputation, visit Barracuda.com/firewalls.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. Today, we're going to learn something from a 7-year-old. But let me tell you a little bit about this 7-year-old. She recently won a statewide contest for Junior Miss. It was a wonderful thing. She did this because one of the things she does is that she has a fundraiser that will be raising funds for people who have no clothing to wear during the winter to keep them warm because they are homeless. And she does magnificent things. She wants to be Miss America. She wants to be a National Hockey League player. And I know this person, and she's going to be. And I asked her what drives her. And she gave me the following answer. Listen carefully. Be your best, forget the rest. I couldn't have put it any simpler than that. Be your best. Forget the rest. That means do what is right for you and don't worry about what the rest of the world thinks. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Dr. Joy Brown has an extraordinarily good radio program. I've been a fan of hers for years, and that was only because she said she was a fan of mine, but it's okay to have mutual admiration. Dr. Joy's website is drjoy.com. Her number, 855-99-DR-JOY. You can call that number any time of the day or night. Leave a question. She'll answer it on the air during her program and find out more where you can hear it, or just listen to it online at drjoy.com. So I would like to have you help us slow down. My exercise guy tells me all the time, slow down. The people in my life tell me all the time, slow down. Slow down your thought process, slow down your talking, your thinking. I just happen to not be cut from that cloth, but there is, as I teach myself to find the better things in life, I am trying to break the habit, because that's really what it is. Hurrying is a habit. Yeah. Do you agree?
Yes and no. Yes, I think it becomes a habit, but I think there are some of us who have just higher energy than others.
Yeah,
so when people tell us to slow down, we're not going to be able to slow down to necessarily even the mean, but we can slow ourselves down within our context a little bit. And the whole point is to enjoy the moment.
Yes.
They're really not talking about slowing down per se.
Savor the moment.
Exactly. Just, you know, that those of us who have a lot of energy tend to sort of be forward thinking as well. We're just sort of planning what we're going to do next,
mm-hmm.
which means, first of all, we're not nearly as efficient as we'd like to be, because if we're planning what we're doing next as opposed to focusing on what we're doing...
It also gets in the way of the now, Joy, doesn't it?
Exactly.
The joy
exactly.
of the now, if
exactly.
you will, the experience of the now.
Well, because what it means is, instead of savoring that cup of coffee, we're thinking about what time we have to be at work. Instead of walking in and enjoying people saying, wow, you look great today, we're thinking, who's my next guest going to
be?
Part of it is our job.
One of the
honest.
Things that happened to me when I was a kid, younger, I used to buy a new car every year. I'd go into the showroom, I'd pick up my car, I'd drive out, and I'd begin thinking about what the next car was that I was going to buy.
That's exactly. Well, as opposed to, and I think that just as you said, that speeding up is partially personality, partially energy, partially our work, and that we really need to be kind of a beat ahead, because dead air is dead air.
Yeah.
But we can also change that habit by saying, what if I, in the morning, got up and said, what things am I looking forward to, which I know gets us out of the moment,
yeah.
and make sure that whatever it is I'm looking forward to, I spend that extra beat just enjoying it, just being there. And then at the end of the day, we write that down, because that will break, because if you say, well, all right, I'm just going to spend more time slowing things down, it won't work. But if you plan to do it, then write about it, you're very likely going to change the paradigm a little bit. And that's really what we're looking for. We're not looking for one moment, one time. We're looking for a change in lifestyles, to be able to, when we feel good about something, stay in that moment. And even when we feel bad about something, figuring out why we're feeling bad, what we can do differently. That sort of being more contemplative,
all right,
is
now,
a different word.
I'm going into my mind the movie called Being There, and I'm trying to remember whether it was Peter Sellers or Gene Wilder.
Peter Sellers.
Okay.
Yeah.
So isn't that what we're talking about, in a way? I mean, it was a fun kind of... But
yeah, he was kind of an idiot in the movie, and that's what he was supposed to be.
Right.
But the idea being to, in fact, be there, because the past is gone. It's dead.
Yep.
The future is just a fantasy. So where we're going to have to live the bulk of our lives is in the now. Mm-hmm. And if we're rushing too quickly by it, we're going to miss... I mean, reminiscence is fine, but it's not nearly as good as enjoying things when they're fresh, as opposed to when they're stale, to what we're remembering about them. So, Doug, just you and I will both make a deal today,
okay,
that we will slow things down by at least 5 minutes per hour, whatever that means.
Really?
Right?
Well, Richie's got a tool that he can use there so that we can slow down everything.
He has a cattle prod, which is a little different.
The way he used it, that's a little different.
Exactly.
But yes, we can slow things down a little bit.
This was really fun. I really enjoyed it.
It was great,
thank
Joy.
You
thank
it.
You. Check out Joy's website, drjoy.com.
It's
terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Rundgren, who had a group called Runt. I think he was Runt for the most part. I think everybody agrees with that. We had him as our one-hit wonder artist of the day, and what we were thinking at the time was, nah, this can't be true because this guy's had so many hits. But he's only had one number one song, and that was Hello, It's Me. What's this, Richie? Oh, Bang on the Drum, yeah. That's a great song. Listen to this, crank it up. I don't know where I'm going to bang on the drum all day. That's a great philosophy. So, what did we decide? There are about a half a dozen tunes, Richie, that are from this era with him, right?
I've got four of the big ones.
Ah, this is my favorite. I love this song. The song itself, the way it comes across, the feeling of his voice in it. So let's listen to Todd Rundgren here. This neat.
So I knew that there was something wrong, and a feeling that feels so strong about you. Then you gazed up at me, and the answer was plain to see. But I saw
the light in your eyes.
Leroy, boy, is that you? I thought your post-hanging days were through. Sunken eyes and full of sighs, tell no lies. You get wise. I tell you now, we're gonna pull you through.
This is great. Well, I'll be through it too. So when Jennifer, you and Molly hear that song, what do you think?
There's not much emotional reaction here. I think I might have been maybe a little too young for it.
Really? So you're not into this? Molly, no. Are you into this? Or is it
what?
Just me and Richie?
Todd Rundgren?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I love him.
Yeah. So when you hear the lyric line, "We got to get you a woman now," what does that do for you?
I think you can find the blow-up kind on eBay.
She's only looked for research purposes.
I understand. Right.
Right.
Yes. Hello, it's me. Number one during this week in 1973.
Hello, it's me.
In listening to the way he handles some of the music, he sounds, I think, on a couple of the tunes, you would confuse him, or you might, with some of the heavier-sounding women who were around at the time. And I say heavier because some of the voices were hard to differentiate.
Like who?
The sexes. I thought of Linda Ronstadt when I heard it at first, but I'm not sure that's a good example.
I don't think it sounds like Linda Ronstadt.
No, I'm not. I went someplace, but I couldn't in my mind pull the voice of the woman that I was thinking of, the name, out of my head.
Yeah.
It just sounded that way. He doesn't sound... Well, in a way, this is...
You know what I love about how he does this song?
How's that?
Is that he doesn't over-sing it. You can hear his emotion in even when he says, "Hello, it's me." When you hear him sing "me," you hear his emotion in this, whereas the singers that you hear on The Voice or America's Got Talent or any of those shows, they're just yelling.
That's why
it's like they're doing scales.
Yeah. Right.
And there's not the emotion.
Do,
that's
re,
in
mi,
this.
Fa, sol, la, ci, do. 28 after on Good Day. Ladies and gentlemen, I have some amazing news for you. You can get ready for the warmer weather with a thicker, fuller head of hair. If your hair is still thinning and there's more hair on the brush than there is on your head, then you need to pick up the phone and call 800-525-8319 and order Provia. Provia is the first natural hair thinning treatment from Chamonix, shown to work on the three main causes of hair thinning. It works safely and without any harmful side effects. Results are guaranteed or you get your money back. Provia works for men and women, safe on colored or treated hair. Call 800-525-8319 to get the pores cleaned and to have the hair under your scalp start growing again. For a limited time, order now, mention Doug Steffen, and get their powerful super concentrate for faster, more visible results, absolutely free. The number for Provia again is 800-525-8319. Order now and upgrade to priority shipping. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER. Silver Johnny15 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-210-4432. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Ambrin free. Call 1-800-210-4432. That's 1-800-210-4432. Again, 1-800-210-4432.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness. The phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
The microphone. We all share.
Shut it off if you want.
And my, oh, Richie can shut it off, yeah, which is not something I like. I like to be able to control my own microphone, my own destiny, if you will.
Do it, Rich. Do it. Do it.
Nah, let's say whatever you want.
So what are you going to do then, Jennifer? You're going to take over, is that it? Yeah?
Talk.
All right, so Jennifer Horn, Molly Page, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, with a focus now on this Nobel scientist. We've been talking this week about how he said that young women ought not to be in the laboratory. Girls, this is another one. Oh, man. I've been people sticking their foot in their mouths all week, and that's what makes it great for a conversation on programs like this, because we can say, huh? Did that guy really say that?
Isn't it fascinating? First of all, this is from BuzzFeed today, yeah. And they say that the Nobel Prize-winning scientist, Sir Tim Hunt, has resigned his teaching position at University College London after making the sexist comments about trouble with girls in science and his support for gender-segregated labs.
Ah, perfect. Because?
He was talking to the BBC when he made these remarks, and he said he only meant part of it, and really? He was just trying to be honest, and so, he's really sorry if anyone was offended.
I'd say devil's advocate here.
Sure.
I mean, obviously yesterday, and I agreed with Molly, and I think you, Doug, when we talked about this, I agree that what this guy said is totally idiotic. I mean, it's ridiculous. Women can be scientists. It's...
why is it different for men and women in any number of ways, mostly?
I mean, what he said is foolish. But you know what I'm really sick of?
What?
I'm sick of the fact that we can't say what we want to say, and it be because it's not popular, mm-hmm. then we have to resign our job. I'm sick of that. Okay. I think that's so silly. I mean, so he runs his lab that way. Don't work in that guy's lab. There are plenty of other places to go. I mean,
yeah, it's about choices. There are two parts to this. You're right. The idea that he'd be silly enough to say it, and does that sort of tell you about the difference of sexism, men and their, you know, there's so many different examples of this, and that's one of the things that drives me nuts. We've been talking about people saying
nonsense.
Why would you say that Hillary Clinton ought to not be president because for 30 years she's been coloring her hair? Huh? I mean, come on.
Well, that's ridiculous. But this guy said it's terribly important that you can criticize people's ideas without criticizing them if they burst into tears. And women will burst into tears if you criticize them. He also said that they fall in love with him in the labs, and he falls in love with them, and that gets in the way of science.
Okay. As I said, this guy's a total nut. But you know what? He has the right to say whatever he wants to say, just like I have the right to respond to him and tell him he's full of
He does have the right to say it. I mean, he's not going to jail or anything over it, but this guy is running a lab where, one would...
I mean, I just don't know how you can ruin your life. You know, we talked about the cop in Texas. We're talking about this guy. How one day, one moment in time can absolutely ruin and, well, I don't know, but change the course of your life for sure.
Let's use radio, or let's use an image that may be in popular culture. Let's use a product. One thing can happen, and it would just, I may have
I brought that up to you when we were talking about Dallas. As I said, you've been in this position, Doug, where somebody hears you say something not how you mean
it.
I mean,
context.
You don't really have a mean bone in your body, people take it in the wrong way.
Can I just make a point about timing here? Mr. Hunt made the remarks at an invitation-only luncheon in honor of women in science at the World Conference.
Again, I'm not defending the guy. Bright is not the brightest bunny out there, I'm sure. Yeah.
That doesn't mean because you're a scientist you're smart in one area, you're smart in all areas. That's pretty much,
Yeah, okay. I mean, a lot of time, people that are book smart aren't very good in front of
No common sense at all. All right, these two escaped killers have been on the loose since Saturday. Now they're looking for them in Vermont. Good luck. They're going to hide in the mountains, and they'll be disappearing.
But good news, they found his accomplice, who was the seamstress in the prison. Why does the prison need a seamstress?
That's a good question.
Don't they just all have the same outfit?
Beautiful orange outfits.
Gowns happening around there?
How about orange gowns for the women in prison when they have the prison ball?
Yeah.
How's that?
The prison ball, I don't think, is the same.
Oh. Yeah, I think if you're invited to a prison ball, you might want to decline, Doug.
Okay. The United Nations is investigating people who work for them as peacekeepers because they say they're using UN money to pay for sex, despite a ban on any kind of relationship with the people. They're trying to help these people, and they're helping them, it would appear, in certain ways. So peacekeepers and their hosts. I'm looking for a tactful way to describe what goes on. This is part of what, again, we're back to the what makes the world go round things and paying for stuff. And but more in this circumstance, it seems to me abuse of power.
Yeah, well, I think hookerism. What's the right word?
Well, yeah, hookers is okay.
Prostitutes. Oh, that's it. Yeah. People who use prostitutes, I think it is very much a power thing because they want to be in control of the entire transaction, the entire way that things are going to happen and unfold. And I think that's why you do see so many politicians in, you know, these compromising positions with these paid workers.
The astronauts in space.
Oh, no, they're not doing it too, are they?
No, I don't think there's any suggestion that up in the International Space Station.
That'd be an awesome movie, though. Alien prostitution. Look at the tentacles on that one.
Behind the veil of alien prostitution.
The astronauts who came back to Earth from the space station been out there for 200 days.
Wow.
There was a
delay. Isn't that like 200 years in space? Don't they age fast out there?
Being weightless for that much time, you got to do something to your body and your brain. It really does. And then there's somebody that one of our astronauts got up there for a year. Went up there recently, right? To spend a whole year up there.
By yourself.
That would be great.
Oh, my God.
I think it would be great. Your face wouldn't sag. You wouldn't need a bra.
No, they get older up there, though. I think you age faster up there. Mm. Well, I watched Interstellar, and that's what they said anyway.
Really? Interstellar, that too?
Yeah.
Yeah. In a moment, speaking of age, if you're under 21, there is Focus and Inter...
Finally, a story about me.
Intergalactic information about drinking. Up next here on Good Day.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist. They're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Jim Pee Wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape. The doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects a legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee Wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have those pesky bags and puffiness under your eyes, they've been there too long, every time you look in the mirror, you're not happy, do not wait another minute. Call 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell. GenuCell uses the power of plant stem cells to target the bags and the puffiness, the lines, the things around your eyes that you don't like. After a long time, these people perfected this formula. You're going to love it. GenuCell will help reduce the puffiness and lines around your eyes immediately. 800-543-9262. And guys, you can use it too. It works for both men and women. I underscore that because I use it all the time. Instant effect. See results overnight, guaranteed, or your money back. GenuCell. Get rid of the lines, the puffiness, the bags around your eyes. 800-543-9262. Order now, and the company will double the amount of GenuCell sent to you. Call 800-543-9262. 800-543-9262.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
Anyone who runs a business knows the importance of having good employees. The ability to hire good people is crucial to the success of anyone who wants to do well in business. That also occasionally requires letting go an employee that doesn't fit the business's needs or doesn't do the work well enough. Yet today there are numerous laws and regulations that keep businesses from staying nimble in a competitive environment. If we look through the lens of liberty, it's clear that government does not have the right to tell businesses whom to hire and whom to retain. A good job is a privilege to be earned, not a right to be guaranteed by government. The ability to start and grow a successful business with the help of good employees is an important right due.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program, Molly Page and Jennifer and I, looking at the drinking binges that have gone on. There's a good side and a bad side to this story, it seems to me.
I think so, too, Dougie. I think there's many good angles to this story that you're going to tell. Go ahead.
Oh, my God, do I love you. Okay. Okay, that was the late Jennifer Horn, who's on her way to her local job in Los Angeles.
I was just doing a little bit of show prep.
All right, so underage drinking and binge drinking among young people on the decline, according to a government study. Now, I see this and I think, okay, they're going to pull something good out of this. That's fine.
However, and I'm one who wants to find the good. It's me with the good news, remember?
Silver lining, yeah.
Yeah, right. But the other side of it is you told me, you being Jennifer, and I don't know whether, Molly, you've seen this because you're closer sometimes to the news than any of the rest of us, that the drug use...
Yeah.
But I'm trying to figure out which came first. Was the drug use up or down? And then, so the point here is that there's still all kinds of abuses of bad substances. It's just now it's less alcohol and more cheap drugs because heroin is cheap and other things are cheap. Because I thought more people had gone back to drinking. So, what in the world's going on here?
I would say just in talking to people who, you know, my peer group has some younger sisters and brothers in their teens, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would say that binge drinking is still very much there. I think it's probably down because it used to be really prevalent. So I think this survey is probably good news. There's a trend that it's starting to go down a little bit. But I would be interested to see if drinking has been replaced by pot, because I think pot has become so accessible and so accepted that I think a lot of kids feel like, hey, you know, this is better than pot because I'm not going to gain any weight by doing this. I'm not going to
really think about it. That kind of stuff actually goes on. That thinking process goes on.
Oh, please. Yes.
I'm not going to drink because I can smoke pot and not gain any weight.
Why do you think people take drugs?
There's a whole line of skinny girl vodka.
Yeah.
How to drink and stay thin. Skinny girl vodka. Yeah, so women, when they go out drinking or thinking about how to get high or numb themselves, it's a consideration.
Just women?
Mostly, I would think.
Wow.
Men are able to take pride in their beer bellies. Like, I earned this. I would never slap my gun and go, oh, yeah. No. But men are like that. It's okay.
I guess I can say that about my sugar. Look at this belly. It's all from sugar. It's going away as quickly as possible.
Everything's an accomplishment for men. Have you noticed that?
Right.
We're like, I feel bad. I gained 10 pounds. And they're like, I did it all myself. Look at this. I ate 5 pizzas to get this. Look what I did.
That may be the quotable line of the day right there. My God.
Power of positive thinking.
By the way, speaking of that, Pizza Hut has debuted a new hot dog pizza. You can get the story at DougStephan.com. 12 before the hour on Good Day.
Ever wish you could travel the world while making a difference in people's lives? If so, you're not alone. Research has uncovered a large demand for vacations that enable people to make a positive impact in the world. To serve this market, Carnival Corporation has launched a new brand, Fathom, and a new way of traveling called Social Impact Travel. Fathom allows travelers to work directly with people in unique and sustainable ways to improve their lives. And because Fathom will bring thousands of travelers a year, it will have a significant and lasting impact on people's lives in global destinations. Fathom President Tara Russell.
Fathom meets the real hunger in the world for purpose while tackling profound social issues. We harness the resources of Carnival Corporation, the world's largest cruise company, and combine them with the talents of social enterprises around the world. This allows Fathom travelers to make a significant impact that extends far beyond their involvement.
To learn more about Fathom and its maiden voyage to the Dominican Republic, visit Fathom.org.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, but refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect.
It'd be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Must be a pretty awesome nasty responses.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned HealthMart pharmacy near you. HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
All right, weather in a word, wild, depending on where you are. Midwest, especially the upper Midwest, it was the lower Midwest that got it last week with all the rain, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Today, severe thunderstorms up in the upper Midwest section, but the East Coast is also, as you head east, you're going to get walloped a little bit by some thunderstorms. The temperatures are getting warmer. It's more like summertime. Summertime, summertime, summertime. 51 half the hour on Good Day.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
After the hour now, a return trip to the Cool Invention Cave, where John Cremins is not lurking, he's not hiding out. He's there, ready, willing, and able to accept the flying fish that are falling out of the sky.
I forget. See, what?
Those flying fish.
And our buddy Akos is here.
Really? That's good. Yeah. There's a, where was that, Molly? You remember, or Jennifer, where did the fish come falling
Alaska.
Out of the sky? Alaska, that's right, too. Yeah, the theory is that some of the birds in Alaska are picking up these eels and trying to eat them, and then they fall down and they're just really gross. And we have the gross picture for you at DougStefan.com.
Kind of like the ants in the McDonald's parking lot. The French fries are hitting them in the face.
Right. Yeah, that's nice. All right. So in a moment, we're going to review an interesting Kickstarter campaign. Akos Jankura, who's the solutionist, John Cremins, doctor of shopology from the My Cool Inventions excuse me, radio.
Don't cry.
Am I joking about that? My Cool Inventions and inventors and entrepreneurs in the focus here on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Your local pharmacist is also a HealthMart pharmacist. They're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed. But I was so relieved. Her HealthMart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned HealthMart pharmacy near you. HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
All right, let's get to an idea. Akos, you're in England, right? Do I have that right?
No, I'm actually in Toronto today. I'll be in England Monday.
All right. Okay. So we had a pitch earlier today that wasn't very good, so I don't want to spend a lot of time on it. It was a great idea. The master locking plier is a super idea, but they need another spokesperson. How's he doing in the voting so far, John?
Taking a look at it, because it was kind of back and forth. Originally, he was at 100%.
Was he?
Then it dropped down a little bit, and right now, currently, just trying to bring it back up so we can actually take a look at it.
Yeah.
It's not that bad. Yeah. I mean, it's actually about 70% right
okay.
now.
Okay, that's all right. I just think the pitches yesterday and today could have been better done by other people. And we find that, Akos, from time to time, and you tell people that. I wasn't saying it to be mean, because I think the products, all the products we've had this week have been very good. But the way they're presented makes a big difference,
I heard this pitch, and I think what it did is he's so excited that he didn't differentiate it. He should have did it as a toolbox. Holding a whole toolbox in your hand, and I think he didn't differentiate it from a regular vice grip, he got so excited he's got to focus on one thing and deliver that point home, and I think that's the error he made.
All right, so the inventor of the day, as far as I'm concerned, is featured at DougStefan.com. You can go there and see the story of a water bottle that's been developed and glows when you need to drink more water. This is some Akos is going to see this and he's going to say, "Wait a minute, how did I get that?"
What if it glows? If it glows in the daytime, especially in the summer sun of Florida, it won't help me.
Well,
I don't see it.
It's called the Hydrate Me Water Bottle. Yeah. It emits a glow when it senses you might be dehydrated. The data analyst who developed it, Nadia Nguyen, and her team put this bottle together, uses a sensor and a smartphone app to act as a
win.
Hydration buddy. What? What'd you say?
Not win.
Is that Nadia Nguyen? It's a Vietnamese name. What do you want from me? Don't take away from the idea.
It's a bottle. I know. It's a cool
right, exactly.
Bottle.
No. So they're running a Kickstarter campaign. Their goal is $35,000, and they're already at 20. I'm sorry. Their goal was $35,000. They've collected $200,000.
Wow.
So far. They're selling at ACOS at $39. So if you go there, you can check. I think we ought to try to get her on. Why don't we try to do that? Does that make sense? I think it's a good idea or not. I don't hear a lot of support
like
for
it.
My idea.
I like it.
All right. Anyway, thank you. I got at least two votes out of the four. 59 past the hour. A good day.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Stefan 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Stefan when you want. Bookmark the Doug Stefan 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.